Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I got back home and I was working in this lumber yard and I was making $8.50 an hour on my off days of going to junior college. And I kind of had to look like, man, you kind of bitched up. This is your life. Like, if you stay here, you can get promoted and become a foreman, you know, forklift driver. And nothing wrong with that, man. There's a lot of people, a lot of my friends from high school still do that, still in that lumber yard. But I just said, you know, you have to start to callous yourself and develop this grit and determination and some resiliency in your life, Ty.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Tizer Evans. Throughout his career, he's started a variety of companies, been in the top sales reps wherever he's worked, and now he works as a regional vice president at Pareto Health. Beyond that, Tizer hosts multiple podcasts, including Grind, Sell, Elevate, and my personal favorite, The Book Legion. I've linked those in the show notes. But he also struggled with homesickness, enough to actually go home. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail. We all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Tizer Evans, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
That I am.
Fantastic. So we're going to talk about you getting homesick. This isn't one I've actually had on the podcast before, which is surprising given that I'm sure everybody's felt a little bit of homesickness before. Fill us in on the experience that you had being homesick and what impact that eventually had on you.
Sure. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on the podcast as well. So it was an interesting story. So I grew up in a little town, Cloverdale, California. It's about 5,500 people, set in the beautiful wine country. So I grew up in a very beautiful place, but a very boring place. My hometown has three stoplights. You know, we had two pizza joints, you know, one grocery store. And although it was boring, one of the things that you really developed there is a true sense of community, which is kind of lost nowadays. You know, it was very much a place where you could go out and you could play and your parents had no idea where you're at. And obviously I'm 36, so we didn't have cell phones. I wasn't one of those, you know, 11-year-olds walking around with a cell phone. I eventually got a pager when I was 13, so that was a pretty big deal. But, you know, so I grew up in a really kind of beautiful setting, very small. Everybody knows everything about you, your family. And I just, you know, I had an interesting childhood. I grew up with, and so this happens a lot in small towns. People get bored, people get into drugs and alcohol. And so, you know, I grew up around a lot of addiction, a lot of people just kind of going nowhere. And so I kind of vowed to myself that, hey, I'm going to get out. I'm going to make something of myself. I'm going to come back here and show people, you know, what not only was I capable of, but what like is out there in the world. You know, so many people, they never leave. And I was just destined to do that. So I left and moved to San Diego, which is still in California, but it's about 600 miles door to door. So for all intents and purposes, I felt like I was a long way from home. And San Diego, going to a city of 3 million people, coming from a town of 5,000, is a bit overwhelming. And I got down there and I just had a really tough time my freshman year. I didn't dress like anybody. I wasn't used to people being, I love San Diego now. I spent 10 years there. We can talk about that. But, you know, as a freshman in college, I drove a 1989 Ford Probe. It was maroon. It was not a good looking car, but it got me from point A to point B. And you're going to school with kids that are driving brand new Beamers, Mercedes. You know, everybody was kind of about status. And that was very foreign coming from a small little town where it's mostly blue collar. So I had a hard time making friends, although I'm a very social guy. And I just hated my life. You know, I hated it and I was very frustrated. And I couldn't really connect. And it didn't help that my school is a bit of a commuter school. The dorms were being built. And so I stayed off campus. I tried joining a fraternity because I didn't know what fraternities were. And no offense to anybody who's in a fraternity, but it just wasn't my scene. And so I didn't do that. And I just kind of sat there the whole year going like, shit, man, I just want to be back home. I miss my friends and my family. And although in my mind growing up, I was like, all I want to do was get out. And I got out. And then all I wanted to do was go back. And so I did. I transferred back to Sonoma State, which is close to me, and ended up actually deciding, you know, maybe I'm just going to take a semester off. So I went to a JUCO junior college. And I got back to my hometown and I realized that like I didn't commit to seeing through the commitment I'd made to myself. And I'm a firm believer in life that the most important promises you make are the ones to yourself. And so I got back home and I was working in this lumber yard and I was making $8.50 an hour on my off days of going to junior college. And I kind of had to look like, man, you kind of bitched up. Like, this is your life. Like, if you stay here, you can get promoted and become a foreman, you know, forklift driver, and nothing wrong with that, man. There's a lot of people, a lot of my friends from high school still do that, still in that lumber yard. But I just said, you know, you have to start to callous yourself and develop this grit and determination and some resiliency in your life, Ty, or you're never going to attain the level of success you'd envisioned for yourself. I decided that after that semester I spent home that I would return to San Diego and I would see college through in San Diego, regardless if I hated it or not. And that's what I did. So I just said, you know what, you got to see this thing through because you're destined to do something bigger and better than what you're doing here in this small town. And so I returned back to San Diego. I stuck it out another 4 years, got my degree. And then I ended up eventually leaving to Santa Barbara for a work promotion, but I spent, which was not a bad place to move to, Santa Barbara. But I spent 10 years in San Diego and I made beautiful friends, all kinds of relationships, and got involved in the surf industry, which was a ton of fun, and had some really unique experiences and some really beautiful friendships and really honestly opportunities that launched me into my career with where I'm at today. And if that never would have happened, I would not be here today and have the beautiful life that I've been able to build with my wife if I never would have stuck it out.
It really has like a bit of a hero's journey kind of sound where you're in one place and then you got to go back, but you miss the old thing and you long for the old thing. I'm curious to hear about what the experience was like for you when you went back to college and left home for that second time. Was there like a first night kind of realization of like, okay, you know, like I'm here and this is really for real this time?
Yeah, I was definitely more committed, you know. It's not a joke, I'm going to get it, but I want to get a tattoo of, I've got a bunch of tattoos, you can't see Alex, but I really want to get a tattoo of Odin, and underneath it have a little saying that, you know, burn the boats. And so that's what I feel like when I went back, I burned the boats. You know, I was committed to staying regardless of what happened and seeing it through. So I definitely went back with a different mindset, but not one that was going to second guess myself.
Maybe looking towards some advice for young entrepreneurs, young creators listening now, how can they make that shift into that mindset of resilience, of putting that effort forth to actually burn the boats and be committed to their whatever new project they're going towards?
Well, you know, having done a little bit of entrepreneurial work, and my wife, you know, owns her own business right now, the thing that we always focus on, and being in sales where you face a tremendous amount of rejection every day, you've got to focus on the small wins, you know? And we even down to like in sales, something very granular where I have my guys that are in a slump. I'm like, hey man, like just focus on counting your yeses today. How many yeses did you get? A yes could be, yes, I'll call you back tomorrow, right? Yes, I'll listen to you right now for the next 60 seconds. And you start to, what it does, it starts to program your mind, one, to celebrate your small wins, but then it also starts to program your mind to anticipate getting the yes and getting the small wins. And when you start to anticipate things and then you're celebrating when you get them, then it becomes a part of who you are, it becomes a habit, it becomes a ritual, and then it starts to evolve into bigger wins and bigger successes.
I think that is such a unique piece of advice that I have never heard before. Celebrating those little wins, those little victories, because sometimes you can get off a phone call, a sales call, and they said no to the sale, but they said yes to hearing you out, yes to hearing the idea. And I think that's really interesting and definitely something that I'll work on applying in my own experience. Of course, I finish each episode of the podcast with a little bit about what's working for you now. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you're doing today, what you're here to share with us, and feel free to brag a little bit in there too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, going through that experience, Alex, it led me to, you know, I had mentioned taking a promotion in Santa Barbara, and then I ended up taking another one in Orange County. And then I kind of shift careers a little bit and moved to Atlanta. And now I'm here in Houston. And all that was for better opportunity. And most recently, I just became a regional vice president for a huge stop loss company. And, you know, so it's this journey that every time I've celebrated my small wins, I've worked on my skill set, and I've taken risk and I've taken chances, my life has gotten exponentially better.
I love that. And where can we go to find you and keep up with the work you're doing?
Head right over to my website, TizerEvans.com. It's got a little bit about me and a lot of content that I've created that you can interact with.
Fantastic. I'm going to have links to your website as well as your podcast you do in the show notes. And with that, I just want to say thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening. You'll never make a commitment more important than the commitments you make to yourself. I love that. And when you make those commitments, lean into it, really go for it. Maybe even burn the boats if you have to. And don't forget to celebrate those small wins. This episode was packed full of lessons, so special thank you to Tizer Evans for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his podcasts. Again, linked in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Remember, we're trying to make it to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of this year. A lofty goal, but I mean, why not? Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gefsison, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.